I am here at the International Production and Processing Expo here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm standing in the Novus booth. Jim Gilardo is here with me. Tell us, Jim, what you do for Novus.
I am the Executive Director of Global Marketing for Novus, so me and my team actually are the stewards of our branding, all of our messaging, and really the products that you see, how we display those and work with the sales force around the world.
When we talk about global marketing, we don't typically put the word local in that. Tell us a little bit about why that is so important for Novus to incorporate local solutions.
No, it's a great point. I mean, especially in the nutritional business, local solutions are just critical. Local ingredients that are going into the feed, the way the animals are raised in India versus the U.S., I mean, it's really a local approach that you have to use to managing customer needs. And we try to do that and actually take those learnings and aggregate them globally so that we can really take the products forward in other markets by learning from those local activities and trying to identify things that a global producer may have in common so we can leverage that in our research and new products, but really making sure that we take care on the local side, making it customer relevant, and so that it works and it solves the problems they have, giving them the performance they need, especially in the environment we have now in trying to feed the world in the future. And drive in a nutritional cost and component solution that really adds value and at a cost-effective level.
Novus really tries to drive home the three pillars, and those being solution, service, and sustainability. How can you tie in those three pillars to global marketing?
I think when we started to look at some of the attributes that we felt Novus was strong in, we had great products and our ability to work with our customers locally to develop solutions, packaging those together, our almond methionine with our enzyme products, with our probiotics and gut health, all these kind of work together in the animal for a performance result. So trying to put those together in a practical sense on the solution side is a big part of what we do, and it's part of our equity. So being a consulting company that can do that. On the services side, we have a lot of services that we do provide locally. In some cases, they're programs like One Goal that help poultry producers to identify and as a diagnostic tool and methodology, kind of put information in about their herds so they can leverage that and extract better performance and solutions in the future. To cows that we have for the dairy, you know, production area, where we're looking at cow comfort and trying to help cow producers benchmark against best practices. So a lot of existing solutions, and we want to go even farther in the future, depending on what the customers really need, what we should invest in to help them the best. But we keep hearing over and over, you know, working together, partnering in a service function is really more important than just the products today. And then sustainability, this is a piece that's so critical, trying to meet the needs of the world for protein in the future. 9 billion people on the planet, that's a big responsibility. So doing it responsibly, doing it with techniques and products like specialty feed ingredients that actually perform well in industrialized situations, but can really help with the environmental footprint, whether it's carbon footprint or just water, other items that we might be able to see from a sustainability side, really trying to manage the people, the planet, and the profit resources and help customers do it in the most sustainable mix. So all three of these components of the Novus equity we're building are really important, and we think we have the infrastructure and the people capabilities to really deliver it well, and that's what we try to do with our global marketing efforts, really prove that, show and demonstrate with examples of how we're moving it forward and help challenge, you know, our competitors too to take the same trajectory, because we think that's what the customers are telling us they want. It's important to them.
Let's talk briefly about your presence at IPPE. What is Novus doing to bring in the producers and inform them of what you guys are doing?
Well, Novus has a great booth, events. We've got a really interesting Novus Facts game, which I really love. A lot of people are talking about it, so there's quite a buzz. Those are learnings about the products, about the industry. So coming over and seeing that's great. And we're just really trying to talk about our solutions, our services, and the sustainability efforts, and listen to the customers at the booth, really try to get a better understanding for what they're wanting what they're seeing in some of the programs here at the IPPE, what's important to them, and driving it forward, especially in new businesses that we're developing, which for one is our enzyme business. We're really excited about that business in the future. We've got great technologies with our Verinium partnership that we're talking about here. We're about 6 months to launch. We're really excited. So there's a lot going on at the booth in the area of Novus. So we're excited about that.
Well, thank you, Jim, for taking a few minutes out of your time. Again, talking with Jim Gilardo with Novus here at the International Production and Processing Expo.